If you have a disability and are under the age of 65 and living in Delaware, a new law about to come in effect could mean the end of mounting medical bills and, for some, a way to escape bankruptcy. Pulse contributor Sophie Reed is here to tell us more about it. Hi, Sophie.
Hi, Maiken. That's right. Up until this summer, people with disabilities on Medicare had 80% of their medical bills covered, but that still left patients to fork out a fifth of their costs. And insurers in Delaware weren't obliged to offer premiums to the under-65s to make up the difference. In some cases, it could mount up to crippling debts.
Who are the people on Medicare? Who are we talking about here? What kind of disability qualifies you to go on Medicare? Or is it maybe an illness in some cases?
Well, it can mean that too. Essentially, a disability includes anyone who's been on federal Social Security for at least 2 years. So that means you have to have been unable to work for that period of time, and your disability is likely to last at least a year or ultimately even cause your death. I met a lady called Heather Block who was in exactly that situation. Now, Heather unfortunately has metastatic breast cancer, and what metastatic means is it's spread to her organs. Heather's cancer can't now be cured and it can only be managed by treatment. Heather's been working for years overseas in some really dangerous places, helping other people. Unfortunately, her diagnosis means she can no longer work. And because her cancer can't be cured, she's now eligible for Medicare.
So how has that worked out for her being on Medicare?
Although Medicare covers the vast majority of Heather's bills, because she's under 65, she's going to have to pay 20% of the cost herself. Now, for a cancer patient, that can run into tens of thousands of dollars. And when Heather realised this could bankrupt her, she decided to take action.
What did she do?
She lobbied for a change in the law in Delaware, and I went to talk to her about it at her home in Lewis. She began by telling me how she was first diagnosed.
I was living and working in Afghanistan, and I noticed something physically wrong. And I came home for some tests. But I was told that everything was fine. So I went back to Afghanistan, and within a few more months, I knew that something was very wrong. I had to come home again. I was indeed diagnosed with breast cancer, and I went through treatment, and I thought I was cured. Unfortunately, within 2 years, it came back, and this time it was in my organs. It was in my liver and my lungs, it turned out. The breast cancer is now considered metastatic, which means that it has moved beyond the breast into the organs.
So despite facing an incurable disease, Heather decided to fight a second battle, taking on the insurers and the law in Delaware.
I realized that I will go on Medicare next year. So once I went on to Medicare, I realized that I could not get the supplemental insurance, the 20%, to cover my medical bills, and I would be bankrupted very quickly. I looked into other states, and I found out that there were a number of other states that did force insurers to cover disabled people. Delaware at that time did not.
Heather finally won her battle this summer when a new state law was passed. She can now buy a policy to plug the gap between Medicare and the cost of her treatment. Insurers no longer have the right to reject her because she's under 65. Heather told me that having something to fight for helped her cope with her cancer.
I have believed my whole life in taking action. The way that I worked was I threw everything at the wall and whatever stuck, I went after. Once I had a project, I felt good again. So I was ready to tackle this. I had a tougher time once it passed. So as soon as the governor signed it, July 15th, this past summer, I immediately said, oh my God, what will I do now?
Heather told me she hopes her actions will make a difference to other people with disabilities in Delaware.
At least now we have the option of having this supplemental coverage. And I'm hoping as the rates come in, we'll find out that the rates truly are affordable for disabled in the state of Delaware.
Sophie, the new law goes into effect on January 1st. How many people will this affect?
It's not known exactly how many people are going to benefit, but it could be as many as 17,000 Delawareans who don't already get state help to pay that extra 20%. Although it's not clear how many of those people already get supplemental insurance, say through a spouse's policy or in some other way. But it's possible, potentially, that thousands could be affected.
And do we know anything about how much this kind of additional insurance will cost?
From what we found, the rates of these so-called Medigap policies vary enormously. At the bottom end, a basic policy might set you back $1,800 a year. But at the other end of the scale, you could pay over $6,000 for what's a comprehensive plan. And there seems to also be a big variation between how much different companies are charging for what's essentially the same plan. Bear in mind, of course, that annual premium covers just 20% of your healthcare, so they're not as affordable as they might initially sound. As for Heather, the policy she's chosen will cost her just over $2,000 a year. That was the cheapest comprehensive coverage she could find.
And what are insurers saying about all of this? Will this be very expensive for them to provide this kind of insurance?
Well, we approached America's Health Insurance Plans, which is the trade association that represents America's health insurance industry, but they weren't able to give us a comment on the change in Delaware's law. And we've also been trying to reach the Delaware Department of Insurance over the past few weeks, but we haven't been able to get a response from them. With the changes due to go live next week, we'll have to wait and see whether Delaware is ready to offer supplemental Medigap premiums to the under-65s.
Sophie, thank you so much.
Thanks, Maiken.
That's Pulse contributor Sophie Reed joining us to talk about one woman's mission to change the law in Delaware to allow people under the age of 65 to purchase additional insurance to supplement their Medicare.